Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the world news. The headlines. India and Australia reaffirm their commitment to further advance comprehensive economic cooperation agreement. India's Postal Department temporarily suspends all postal services to the US from the 25th of this month following change in America's duty rules. UAE condemns Israel's settlement plan in occupied West Bank and ongoing military operations in Gaza Strip. Over 300 houses destroyed in Pakistan-occupied Gilgit-Baltistan due to glacier burst. And Indian compound men's under 21 team clinches their first ever junior world title at the World Archery Youth Championships in Canada. India and Australia have reaffirmed their commitment to further advance Comprehensive Economic Cooperation Agreement, CECA. Both sides discussed this during the 11th round of India-Australia CECA negotiations, which concluded in New Delhi today. The six-day negotiations were aimed at further advancing the shared objective of strengthening bilateral trade and economic partnership. The Commerce and Industry Ministry said during the negotiations both sides also reaffirmed to ensure that CECA delivers meaningful benefits, economic opportunities and a balanced outcome. The Department of Posts under the Ministry of Communications has decided to temporarily suspend all postal services to the US from the 25th of this month. The decision came following an executive order by the U.S. government under which the duty-free exemption for goods valued up to $800 will be withdrawn with effect from the 29th of this month. A report.
Ministry of Communications said all international postal items destined for the U.S., regardless of their value, shall be subject to customs duties as per the country-specific International Emergency Economic Power Act tariff framework. However, gift items up to $100 shall continue to remain exempt from duties. Customers who have already booked articles that cannot be dispatched to the U.S. due to these circumstances can seek a refund of postage. Tripti Srivastava for World News.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that negotiations between India-US trade are still going on. He said the government is committed to defend the interests of farmers and small producers of the country. Addressing the ET World Leaders Forum 2025 in New Delhi today, the minister said India is clear about its red lines in negotiations with the United States and will make decisions in its national interest. On oil imports and sanctions, the minister said it is presented as an oil issue, but it is still not applied to the largest importer, China. He said arguments used to target India have not been applied to China. He stressed on India's strategic autonomy, saying decisions taken are in the national interest. He said the government is giving special emphasis on self-reliance or Atmanirbharta. Speaking on the India-Pakistan relations, Dr. Jaishankar said on the issue of mediating since the 1970s for more than 50 years now, there is a national consensus in the country that India does not accept mediation in its relations with Pakistan. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced the appointment of his close aide Sergio Gore as the next U.S. ambassador to India and special envoy for South and Central Asian affairs. Gore will succeed Eric Garcetti, who served as ambassador from the 11th of May 2023 to the 20th of January this year. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the world news. The United Arab Emirates has condemned Israel's newly announced settlement plan in the occupied West Bank and its ongoing military operations in the Gaza Strip. The UAE Foreign Ministry said the measures were serious violations of international law and relevant UN resolutions and posed a grave threat to regional and international efforts to achieve peace and establish an independent Palestinian state. Israel this week announced plans to build thousands of new settlement units in the West Bank, a move widely criticized by the international community as a major obstacle to a two-state solution. Former Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe has been admitted to the intensive care unit of Colombo National Hospital after his health deteriorated. We have more from our Colombo correspondent.
Prison hospital doctors, who earlier treated him for high blood pressure and high blood sugar, recommended the transfer. Hospital sources say he was admitted to the ICU due to dehydration. The former president, who is 76 years old, remains in remand custody until August 26th on charges of misusing state funds. Earlier today, several Sri Lankan leaders, including former President Mahinda Rajapaksa and leader of opposition Sajith Premadasa, visited the former president, Mr. Wickremesinghe, at the Velikada prison hospital. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, World News, Colombo.
The Dutch Foreign Minister Kasper Veldkamp has resigned after he failed to secure government support for strong sanctions against Israel over its military operations in Gaza. Veldkamp, who is a representative of the New Social Contract Party and has served as the Netherlands ambassador to Israel, said he could not win backing as some ministers were blocking even the implementation of current sanctions. The minister has been pushing for a suspension of the European Union's trade agreement with Israel. He also suggested a ban on imports from Israeli settlements in response to Israel's military offense. His resignation triggered a wider political crisis as all ministers and state secretaries from the New Social Party quit the government in solidarity. Seven suspected Islamic State IS terrorists, including two women, have been arrested in Iraq's Nineveh province. According to Iraq's military intelligence, the arrests were made in several areas of the province yesterday following accurate intelligence information and intensive field monitoring. The suspects were later handed over to the authorities. The detainees were wanted for their involvement with the Islamic State. In southern Afghanistan's Helmand province, 12 people lost their lives and 4 others were injured after a tractor they were travelling in slid into a river in Garmsir district. According to local officials, 3 women and 9 children died on the spot and 14 people were rescued at the site of the accident by security personnel. Afghanistan's Ministry of Transport and Civil Aviation has announced plans to appoint new transport attaches in neighbouring and regional countries to facilitate trade and provide better services for Afghan citizens. Afghanistan relies heavily on road transport through neighbouring states for its imports and exports. Trade corridors and other regional agreements are seen as crucial for connecting Afghan traders to global markets. The new transport attaches are announced for Uzbekistan, Iran, Pakistan, Turkmenistan and Tajikistan in an effort to ease transit challenges, boost exports and expand access to international markets. More than 300 houses and dozens of shops have been destroyed in Pakistan-occupied Gilgit-Baltistan's Gezer district in a glacier burst, triggering a landslide and severe flooding. As per reports, rescue officials have confirmed that at least 200 people were pulled to safety after the formation of the artificial lake sparked fears in the locals. The Indian compound men's under-21 team clinched their first ever junior world title at the 2025 World Archery Youth Championships in Canada today. The Indian trio of Kushal Dalal, Mihir Apar and Ganesh Maniratnam defeated Germany in a shoot-off after the scores were tied at 2:33 each in the gold medal match. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and Australia reaffirm their commitment to further advance comprehensive economic cooperation agreement. India's Postal Department temporarily suspends all postal services to the U.S. from the 25th of this month following change in America's duty rules. UAE condemns Israel's settlement plan in occupied West Bank and ongoing military operations in Gaza Strip. Over 300 houses destroyed in Pakistan-occupied Gilgit-Baltistan due to glacier burst. And Indian compound men's under-21 team clinches their first ever junior world title at the World Archery Youth Championships in Canada. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.